I can remember years ago when I had a lot of debt and I wondered, how am I going to get this paid off? I mean, look at how much money I'm making and look how much money I owe. What's going to happen here? I even remember one time I was praying to God, and the only thing I had to be thankful for was that I didn't have debtor's prison now. Because I thought, oh my God, that's where I'd be ending up soon if they had those. So I remember I started putting my loving into the mailbox because I dreaded going to my mailbox. And I'd get to the point where I'd wait 3 or 4 days before I'd go get the mail because I just didn't want to see. I mean, I pretty well knew who was sending this bill and who was sending that bill, and I knew that there was going to be more bills than advertisements. I'd rather have the advertisements than the bills now. I'd rather have the catalogs and all these bills. So I started just placing my loving into the mailbox and asking God's loving to be with all those things that came in the mailbox, bills or whatever. And as I started doing that, I began eventually to love that which I was opening and to honor that which was present in front of me. And I learned a wonderful lesson. You know, I keep saying you're responsible for every action and reaction, for your thoughts and your feelings. Well, I learned a lot of that in this time period with the debt, with not having enough money that I could pay all these bills. I learned a lot about my own creation. I'm the one who created the debt. I'm the one who got myself into this place. Now what am I going to do? And I learned that I can either sit and fret and worry and pray and complain and get angry and upset and give my power away to all those aspects of my lower self in this creation and just live in separation, live in disarray, live in a state of out of aligned flow. Or I could bring myself back into that place of loving. And I knew where that was, and I knew what it felt like, and I knew how to get there. It was to close my eyes and go inside and just love the Lord. But why should I love the Lord right now when he's got me in debt and he's not bringing me the money I need to get out of debt? Yeah, why should I love you right now if you're not helping me? You should be loving me enough to get me out of this debt. Well, I remember one day I had gone to the mailbox after work, collected all of my mail out of there, and I sat there in front of this stack of bills, looking at it, and I'm going, all right, I'm just going to love each one of you as I open you up. I'm just going to love each one of you as I open you up. And I'd open one, and I'd do my best to be in loving with whoever sent me this bill and was putting me into this misery, and why are they doing this to me, and how dare they, and why do I have to pay them back, and whatever it might be that was going on inside of me. And all of a sudden, as I opened this one bill and I started sharing loving with it as best I could in the moment, with all the judgments and all the stuff added to it, all of a sudden, I felt this energy come back at me from this piece of paper in front of me that slapped me in the face and said, here, I love you too. Now pay me. And I remember looking at it like, what? I mean, it was really a slap in the face. And I looked at it and I realized I'm the one who went and bought these things. I'm the one who charged for this, or I'm got myself into this debt. Now what am I going to do about it? And as I looked at these bills, I began to realize I am the creator of them. I've got to take charge of this. And I began to truly love my own creation. And it was in that moment that everything transformed. Up until then, how dare they send me these bills? What's wrong with these people? I don't have this kind of money. How do they expect me to pay all this? And I was living blaming everybody. And it's all their fault. As soon as I began to take responsibility for my own actions and my reactions, for my thoughts and my feelings, and for my creations, I began to find things change. And I began to honor paying each one of these bills. And I did what I could to pay each one something. And as I licked the envelope to seal it, I said, I love you. And I closed it up and I sent my loving with it. And after a few months in doing this, I just felt free. Yeah, I still had all these bills. I still was paying them. All the money was going out. But I had a freedom inside of myself. And I began to take charge of my own inner kingdom. And I began to take charge of the creations I was now bringing into manifestation in a way that I hadn't before. And that divine loving began to bring everything into alignment. And I wasn't living in separation, in anger, in frustration, in denial, in blame. I was living in loving. And I was loving the experience of paying my bills. And I was all of a sudden very grateful for every paycheck. And I was grateful to be able to deposit it in the bank. And I was grateful to know that that was there so I could pay something back on all these debts. And eventually, the stack of mail got less and less because I started getting things paid off. And then I could move some of that money to pay off in a bigger way some of these other debts until everything was gone. And I can remember that very day I went to the mailbox, and for the first time in a long time, there was more advertisements in the mailbox than there was anything else. Yeah, there was a phone bill and whatever, but there wasn't all these other things added to it. And I began to realize that I'm in charge of my own creation. And I can't blame anybody for my creation but me. Yeah, maybe my mom and dad taught me how to do certain things, and that's how I was doing it because that's how they taught me to do it. But I also learned that their creation isn't working for me, and I've got to do it my own way. I don't have to live the way they lived. I don't have to believe the way they believed. I don't have to buy the way they bought. And I began to take charge of my own life, my own creation. And I created something different. And that's what this life experience is about. It'd be wonderful if it was all a bed of roses and pansies and gardenias and whatever it is that's your favorite flower. And we could just walk through this garden and just partake of all the aromas of nature and be joyful about it. But there's a lot of things down here that don't smell so good. And a lot of those things that don't smell as good as you would like are our own creation. And all we have to do is change our creation. And then it's all beautiful. It's all wonderful. And you can bring the loving forward anytime you want. And you know what? I even now find that there are times when something's going on in my life, and I know I can bring the loving forward right now and assist me in walking in this or through it or whatever it might be. And for a moment, just for a moment, there'll be a part of me that goes, I'm not going to bring the loving forward into this. Why should I be in loving with this? And then I'll listen to that for a second and I'll go, wait a minute. Who's in there talking right now? Where are you talking from? I want to talk to you because I don't want you doing this to me. I don't want you separating me from my loving. I don't want you separating me from the truth of who I am as soul. We've got to be ever attentive to right now. What are you thinking right now? What are you feeling right now? What are you doing right now? Not what did you do 2 minutes ago? What were you thinking or feeling 2 minutes ago? It's right now. And who's talking inside of you right now that's causing you to live the way you're living right now? It's about being very, very present. And it's very easy to lose sight of living in the present moment, especially when we have habitualized ourselves to living in the past, to living in a state of unconscious awareness, and just letting ourselves run from that place of unconsciousness and let whatever's running in the moment run us. I know that. I've experienced that. And I'm ever having to bring myself present in the moment. But what's going on right now? You know, and as a spiritual family, we have something very unique here. We have an opportunity as a spiritual family to support each other, to come together in community and in communion of spirit, of loving with each other in a way that we don't have the opportunity in the world. To sit and to share and to talk back and forth, to begin to listen and hear from each other. Well, what's going on? Well, how are you learning this? How do you experience this? Not about our inner experience of meditation, but our experience of life. And that's what a spiritual teacher is about. A spiritual teacher is here in the world to assist you in staying present, to remind you, to remember you back into the truth of who you are, and to listen, to share, and to keep bringing you back into that divine flow of loving, if at all possible, if you're really willing. And you'd be surprised. There are times when we, as Brian and I, as a spiritual teacher in that role in the moment, sharing with somebody, remembering them back into the truth of who they are, assisting them back into the movement of loving, bringing them present, we'll hear from the other person, yeah, but let's get back into separation here. Yeah, but you don't understand. But this is going on. The key is in the moment, you don't listen to those yeah, buts. You don't listen to the complaints and the excuses, because those are the voices of the lesser self, of the physical form, that are trying to take charge, that are trying to call you away from the truth of who you are. Not because they're mean and evil, but because they've had power in the past, they've had authority in the past, and they want it again. And it's for you to ever remind it now, wait a minute, I, the soul, is now in charge. Come back into alignment with me and let's live in the dynamic of who I am in this loving. Come back. Shut up. We're not doing that anymore. This is who we are and this is what we're doing. I am soul. I am the divine, living, loving essence of the Lord. And we, as a unit of one, are living in the living, loving essence of the Lord, moving that loving into all of our creations. As we love the Lord, that loving is moving through all of my creations to the Lord, and it is coming from the Lord to me to support me in the loving of my creations. This world is an amazing place, and it is filled with the distractions of amazing wonders. And the key is not to get caught up in any of it. To be in the world, but not of it. And it's very easy to get caught back up in it. The world knows very easily, very quickly, how to get us caught back up. It knows all of our weaknesses. It knows all of our frailties. It knows all the hooks by which to capture us and draw us back down and out into it. And it's for us to ever strengthen that loving action inside of us so that there is no place for the world to hook upon us. We're neutral. There is no charged energy, no polarity on our surface that the world can attach itself to and attract us back into it through polarity. We begin to live in neutrality. We begin to live in that movement of loving. We begin to keep choosing back into it rather than into the world. Be in the world, but not of it, is an amazing awareness and an amazing place to live in. And I'm sure each and every one of us, as we meditate and we hold our attention on that sacred name of the Lord, on the hue, on the anti-hue, we are beginning to experience more and more about what it is to live in the world but not of it. Because we're letting go of those things of the world that used to be so important. Maybe some of our friendships have dropped away and we've just had to let go of them. Or we've had to walk away from certain friendships or situations because no longer do they serve us. No longer are they necessary for us to be involved in. That's beginning to live in the world and not of it. And our lives begin to be simpler. And at first we may go, gosh, this life is getting too quiet. You know, I used to go out at night, I used to go party, I used to get in arguments with people, and that was so much fun. Then we'd make up, maybe have good sex afterward, whatever. Now that's not there. It's just kind of blah, blah, blah all day long. A blah here, a blah there. Well, maybe those aren't blah periods. Maybe they are restful periods in loving. Maybe they are periods of peace and quiet, of neutrality, of being in the world and not of it. Being of the world is caught up in polarity, being caught up in this tug of war between positive and negative within us, and ever being pulled outward into it, whatever it is. Being in neutrality, being in the world but not of it, is living in that centeredness, living in awareness, living in choice. And then we can participate however we want to, but we do not choose to get caught up in it and make it everything. And then people come to you and say, God, you're so boring. You're not interested anymore. I can't get you angry. I can't get you excited. And when we leave this body for the last time, at the last breath, walk free of this creation and not have to come back. Unless you want to. And if you want to, believe me, you'll come back. Even if you just think you want to, you might end up coming back anyway because you just thought it. And that was enough to attract you back down here. What I want for myself is to not have any attractions down here. I don't want anything to attract me back down here when I leave this physical form for the last time. So I just give thanks to it all now and say, thank you. I love you and I release you. I let go of you. And I'll pick you up and I'll participate with you a little bit, but I'm going to put you back down and go on. I'm not going to hold on to you as an experience that I'm going to honor and drag around with me everywhere I go. And when I die, I'm going to say, oh, I want to come back and do that one more time. I want to be complete in the moment, wherever I'm at. I'm done. I'm complete with you right now. Thank you. And I go on to what's next. So that when I take my last breath, I can look at this lifetime and go, okay, I'm complete with you now. And I can go on to what's next. I can really and truly look back and say, everything of this life so far that is of the past, I'm complete. I don't look back there. I don't dwell on that. I don't judge that. I don't even honor that. But I love it. I love it all, but I don't have any attachments to it. I'm complete with all of that right now, and I'm moving on to what's next. That's living in the moment. That's living in the spirit. That's living in that divine flow of loving. I am that I am. That's what I'm ever reminding myself of. Because whatever that I am is, that is of the physical nature, that is calling me and distracting me and trying to say, but I am. I am the truth. I am the one. Listen to me. I know it all. I have to go there and I say, wait a minute, I am. I am this. I am that I am. I keep reminding myself back to the truth of who I am. Pulling that I am that is trying to distract me back to the truth, back into alignment. Wait a minute, I am. I'm this. I'm the soul. I'm the divine spark. I'm the living, loving essence of the Lord. And who are you? You are a servant of the Lord. Come back into service. Come back and serve the Lord that I am. It's really fun when all those parts of ourselves begin to serve the Lord that I am. Now, all this can take place for an initiate consciously. And we can walk it consciously all through the day. And meditation helps us to begin to wake up into those levels of conscious awareness at the levels that I'm speaking of. And we as an initiate can also be living it unconsciously. We may not be meditating regularly, but yet we find out that our life is still being transformed. Something's happening. Something's changing. All these things that I just described earlier in this talk are happening in my life. Even though I'm not doing, quote, all the things that an initiate's supposed to be doing, my life is still transforming. There's a movement here. What's going on? How come if I'm not doing all these things, I'm not choosing to live in the loving all the time, I'm not doing my meditations, I'm not bringing this alignment about, why are these things still happening? Because you opened a door and you allowed the Lord to come in and participate with you in a way that wasn't happening before. You chose initiation. You chose to allow the Holy Spirit to have expression and dominion over your experience. And that action of initiation began the action of alignment. Just by sitting and receiving those five names and the alignment and the order that they're given at initiation began the process of alignment. And you allowed the Holy Spirit to come in and to begin that alignment with you. In that moment that that happened and the alignment took place, from that moment on, the Holy Spirit is walking with you, holding for that alignment to come forward, consciously or unconsciously in your life. And somewhere, you're going to begin to notice this alignment is happening. My attitude's different. I like myself better. People like me better. People are dropping away like flies from my life. Or whatever it might be. That's the alignment. Consciously or unconsciously, meditating or not, as an initiate, the Holy Spirit now is active with you in a way that it wasn't before. And that action is going to transform you. The more you meditate, the more you can become consciously aware of all of this. The more you choose to be consciously aware of this moment, the more you're going to be choosing to be conscious in another moment, and another, until finally that begins to be a movement of conscious awareness to where there is no moments, there's just beingness. And then when you take your last breath at the physical level, that conscious being awareness just moves right on into what's next. There's no separation. There's no struggle. There's no, oh gosh, I'm out of the body and now I'm over here. It's just like, on to what's next. There's no concern like, what happened? Uh-oh, there's my body. What am I doing? Where am I going? Nope, just move on. It's just fluid. When you're caught up in the current of the river of loving, you can't go back. If you've ever swam in a river, in a really fast-moving river, it's very easy to go with the flow. You hardly even have to swim. You can just float. But if you try to turn around and go against the current, you find very quickly it's not worth the effort. And that's what this action of the movement of spirit in you is like. Once you get into that current and once you begin to move with that flow, it's like, why struggle? Why try to go back? Why try to maintain where I'm at right now? I'll just keep moving forward. I'll just go with the flow. I'll just go wherever it takes me. Then life is easy. Oh my God, it's just so simple. And there'll be days when something will tell you to turn around and go back. And you'll find yourself swimming upstream, struggling. Oh, God, this is so hard. This is such a hard life. Oh, my God. Until finally you get so tired of it, you relax for a second, and all of a sudden you're back in the loving. You go, oh, well, why did I do that for? Why did I make my life so hard for that moment? I've done that. I've done it for 5 minutes, and I've done it for 5 weeks, swimming upstream. If you're smart, you'll keep paying attention as best you can. So you'll go with the flow. You'll move with the loving. You'll allow the Holy Spirit back into your experience. But if you do cause yourself to swim upstream for 5 weeks and struggle with it all, don't judge it. Learn from it. And say, you know what? Next time I'm going to catch myself in 5 days, not 5 weeks. Next time I'm going to catch myself in 5 hours, not 5 days. Next time I'll catch myself in 5 minutes and not 5 hours. You just keep shortening the time of your forgetfulness until finally there is no moment of forgetfulness. It's just, oh, that's right. Oh, I am doing this. I'm in the loving. Choose back in the loving. Don't look over there. Choose back in the loving. So that's what the spirit of Christmas is all about for me. It's very interesting because the moment I closed my eyes, I saw the star, this bright star in the sky. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching it. And I'm ready to go out of body and travel towards that bright light up in the sky. And the star spoke to me and said, "No, I'm the star of Bethlehem. And I bring you this gift of Christmas, the spirit of loving, the spirit of joy, the spirit of peace. I bring this to you now that you might know and remember that it's with you every day. It isn't as in this season. So don't look for it here in this season. Look for it inside of you. And that's how this whole conversation started unfolding for me. So I invite you to find that same spirit of Christmas, that same spirit of the birth of your own spiritual journey, the second birth, being born again in the Spirit. And honor that and realize that's where the movement of the Christmas Spirit lies in you. That place where the child of God in you was born into action in this lifetime at initiation. I think that's it for me. I don't know where we are. Ooh. Well, I guess that's it for all of us. Is that okay?
No.
That's too bad. I'm sure glad he got that battery. So he could do the meditation. Well, thank you all very much. It was a nice sharing. And I guess we'll see you all next Sunday, if not before.